Dare Dice. It's a simple game with some consequences that you may not want to face. Now, I'm smiling. Liv the Web Girl's smiling because, well, we didn't lose the other day. We did not roll the dice and get a low number like Porkchop did because he rolled a 1. You want to roll like a 6, the highest number. The lowest number has to face the box of shame. And Porkchop, what was your strategy when you were rolling the dice and you rolled a 1, which is the worst number to possibly roll?
My strategy was feel the heavy side and make sure that throws up.
Do you realize the dice doesn't have a heavy side?
Yeah, it does. That's why I always lose. You switch it out and give me the heavy dice.
It's the same die we use every week. But anyways, Porkchop has lost. And by the way, some things that have happened in the past for the Box of Shame, for punishments that have been in there that we've had to do. Liv had to eat an onion. Liv, how was it eating that onion? I wanted you to eat the whole thing, but you only did like 3 bites.
I did 3 bites because that's all I could stomach. It was so fragrant and so gross. I could not get it down. I couldn't even get the 3rd bite down my actual esophagus. It just kept coming right back up.
All right, and Porkchop, a few weeks ago, he lost Dare Dice because he's really bad at rolling dice, and he had to stuff an ice pack down his crotch onto his twigs and berry, or twig and berry. I hope he doesn't have 2 twigs. That'll be interesting. Some people do.
They do.
I've seen it online. Don't ask.
Okay.
How was it having that ice pack on your crotch, the ice crotch penalty?
Well, I think that's like one of the warmest areas of your body, so I think that, you know, helps maybe cancel out some. The worst part was really like my inner thighs, like where it's very like that's like a tender area, and it just got so piercing cold, just like a, you know, frostbite.
Okay. Well, are you ready right now to actually face the Box of Shame and find out what you're going to do? We have lots of different things in the room that possibly could be. I mean, for example, some things could be hot sauce. We got the clothespin face. You got the baby bird food. Would that be good today to do the baby bird food? Drive-through singing. I think you'd have to do that another day if that was yours. Tic-tac-toe Sharpie, I believe, is in there. And Cinnamon Challenge is also an option we have for a punishment that you could face. And by the way, if you have a punishment idea that we could do, bring them on. DM us, Radio Now AM Show, because we always need new ideas for the Box of Shame.
Yeah, every time we do a punishment, we take it out and we try to add a new one in. So please tell us what you want to see someone do as a punishment.
And let me just say, if I get this tic-tac-toe Sharpie thing, like, I'm serving at the steakhouse tonight, so you can't put anything obscene on my face.
That's not my problem. Listen, I told you live this too. I've been in your spot before. This is your number one job.
Yeah, I work at a fancy steakhouse.
Well, then I hope they understand that you're going to have a tattoo or a tic-tac-toe mark if you lose. So here's an idea. Try quit rolling ones, and this wouldn't even be a problem.
Yeah.
All right, are we ready now for the
so dumb
Box of Shame? We'll see what Porkchop pulls out, and he's going to do this live on our Instagram.
This literally wouldn't be so dumb if I didn't lose every week.
Yeah, you definitely are bad at rolling dice. I'll agree.
Oh, here, let me show Instagram the Box of Shame.
All right, pick it already.
Come on, you Nancy.
Okay. I got something.
Ooh, what is it? What is it? What is it?
Cinnamon Challenge.
Oh, yes! All right, hold on. I gotta bag all the different punishments here.
Stupid.
So if you don't know what the Cinnamon Challenge is, we used to do this in like grade school and stuff. It's where you literally take an entire spoonful of cinnamon and try to eat it. And it sounds easy, but it's actually super, super hard. I almost threw up when I did it in grade school. Oh, you've got it?
Is this like Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Or
no, this is cinnamon here.
I did this as a kid.
Take a spoon over there.
I thought I did pretty well.
Now, what you have to do is take the lid off of that.
Wait, I need... Liv, can you get me water? There's like a cup outside, and here, I'll hold the thing.
You don't need water?
Are you kidding me? Last time I did this, I definitely needed water.
The Cinnamon Challenge does not involve water.
Ugh.
God, come on, Porkchop. Right. Man up.
All right.
Got your water.
Thanks, Liv, the web girl.
So, Liv, explain to everybody, because I want to make sure Porkchop does this correctly, how does this cinnamon challenge work today? That's his punishment for Dare Dice.
Okay, so basically you take an entire spoonful of cinnamon, and then you just try to basically eat it and swallow it, but it's like so hard because it's so dry. And so I brought a trash can in. You need to stand on top of the trash can to do it.
Is that enough right there?
No, yeah, that's good.
Hold on. Okay. Whoa, quit shaking it off there. What do you like, live? You guys, when you embrace these challenges, because I've never lost because I'm that good, you do them half butt. Like, do it full on.
She said that was good.
It is good.
Now listen, here's my thing. Do not cough towards me and my equipment because you don't want all that cinnamon particles to get into our equipment. They will not buy us new stuff.
Oh my gosh, I don't even.
Now, hold on. I'm going to turn the music down.
Dude,
right here.
I'm just going to pretty much inhale this. This is fine.
So he just does he try to swallow it then? Like he chews it up? Is that how it works?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, pork chop.
Dude, I'm just going to one and done this.
Pork chop right now for Dare Dice, the Box of Shame Punishment. He's doing the cinnamon challenge. Let's listen in.
I hope I choke.
Oh my God.
Here we go. Go ahead, pork chop. It's in his mouth. Now he has to try to. Oh! Oh my God. We are having. We are having an
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I can't look.
It's like a conductor. No, you have to look for the Instagram live video. Record it. Oh, my God.
Gosh, spit it out.
Oh, my. No. You chew it up. Can you die from this?
I don't know. Okay. I'm scared.
Do you have insurance through work?
Mm-hmm. His eyes are watering.
Why? Come on, dude. Just chew it up. It's cinnamon.
No. Swallow it. Or no, I don't swallow it. Spit it out.
No,
I don't. I want you to die.
He's not going to die. Face
you. So scary.
Come
right
on,
now.
You're not even chewing it right now. Do something. No. Oh, he just spit cinnamon all over Liv. Come on, pork chop.
Oh my gosh, it is cinnamon everywhere.
Okay, my gosh,
there's Jillian, literally cinnamon all over the mic. It's coming out of his mouth every 2 seconds. I really want you to spit it out
because
I don't want you to get sick.
Jillian says it's dangerous. Somebody says he's going to puke. I don't know, man. Like, are you going to finish it? Because right now you're just holding it in your mouth. Mm-hmm. It's like you got like a big dip in.
Spit it out. You can spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out. No, don't eat it. Don't
eat
it.
Oh, he's eating it.
I'm going to throw up.
I think Liv's getting sick now. I think Liv's getting sick.
I might get sick.
Cinnamon is usually so good. Why is it so bad right now?
Cinnamon sugar is good. Cinnamon by itself is not good. Take a drink of water. Maybe that'll help. Someone said it's dangerous. You should know this. Why would we know this? None of us have kids.
Oh, somebody said it's dangerous. What the heck? It says you can inhale it and it is dangerous. Oh, okay. Then Adam says to eat it. So I don't know. Who came up with this challenge?
I think I did.
I remember doing it like 15 years ago.
All right. Well, we need to wrap this up. So are you going to spit it or swallow it?
Spit it.
Whoa. I'm getting there.
Oh, open your mouth. Open your mouth for Instagram Live. How much is left in there?
Ew. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to be sick.
Okay, I'm going to be sick now if you keep on doing that. Oh, God, what was that? What the hell was that?
I cannot be in here.
I can't
spit
either.
Spit it out. Spit it out. Poor job.
There's not much left to spit out. There's not much left to spit out.
Just spit it out.
There's not much left to spit out.
I'm at the point now where I don't know if this is really safe or not, so it's at your own discretion what you do.
Oh, now that I'm almost done.
All right.
Oh, somebody just said, did pork chop fart? I don't know if you heard that.
No, that was like a throw-up burp.
Oh, my God.
But it didn't come up. It was not a fart. It was like a from here to here.
Dude, people are saying this is dangerous.
Well, I didn't come up with it. I'm not the one that actually came up with it.
I think maybe we should do more research. I mean, Porkchop did it when he was little, and I did it when I was little, and, like, I was fine.
Once again, Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and the Radio Now does not suggest you try this.
Yeah, do not do Dare Dice on your own. All right, well, Porkchop, I'm going to let you finish that. Liv, keep the Instagram Live going real quick, and we'll be right back.